Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a good one. But before we get started, I'd like to thank our sponsor, OnPay. Without them, we could not be sharing these stories. Today on Atlanta Business Radio, we have Chike, and he is with Clipit. Welcome.
Thank you for having me. I'm so happy to share the time with you today.
Well, before we get too far into things, tell us about Clipit.
We're working on Clipit. It's an influencer marketing platform that essentially makes everybody an influencer. And we do this by turning selfies into savings. So, for example, if you go out to eat and you take a picture of your food, people usually do that nowadays. What we're doing is giving these influencers the chance to kind of save and get some cash backs for doing that, in return for giving brands some light to their friends. So it's an influencer platform for influencers, for brands. We're giving them the chance to measure return of investment better and also broadening the span of influencer marketing. We feel like it's a little narrowly defined right now. So we're giving everybody the chance to be influencers. We feel like everybody is famous to 15 people, not just big time celebrities.
So then how does it work for, like, my wife is a perfect person for this. She takes pictures of the food every meal, every time, without exception. So how would she get involved with this?
All right. So just imagine you go out to eat with your wife. So when the full feature app launches, it'll be a little similar to like Daily Deals, but for influencers. So if you're going out to eat and you're at an establishment that the brand is also signed up on our platform, what you would do is they will have, say, for instance, 50% off for posting, you know, the spaghetti and sharing it with your friends on Instagram or something like that. So when you do that, it will generate a QR code. Through the app, you would take a picture, share it through social media or with friends and family, just like she would usually do. But in return, you guys would get like a percentage off, like 50% off. For the brands, it'll help us track the amount of views and just how effective it is, because people will also be able to, if they go to that same establishment and they're friends of your wife, and they'll be able to track the return of investment for the business. So it's twofold. It's for brands and it's for influencers.
So now, how does it work now? Like, say my wife goes there and takes a picture and posts it on Instagram. How does that business know that, or how it impacts them? Like, is there any way to measure the impact of that?
Well, for the businesses, they will have to sign up with us. So right now we're getting businesses on our wait list. So businesses that will already be signed up, similar to what you would see on like a Daily Deal app, you would be able to find the merchant. So if you're an establishment and that merchant is in our platform, once you click on that deal and accept it and make a purchase, it'll be tied into our app. So from there, the business will be able to track how many purchases have been made of a specific meal. Maybe they have like a deal of the day that they're trying to promote a new item on the menu. You'll be able to purchase it directly through the app. And then also the influencers will have username codes themselves. So when they share the deal with their friends, the business will be able to tell how many people that specific user has brought to their business.
So now, obviously, restaurants are an obvious kind of fit for this. Are there any other businesses or industries you're targeting?
Of course, because everybody is always on their phone. So you have airlines, you have concerts, you have nightlife, you have fitness. Basically, anybody that is a merchant that is able to promote on social media, this would be the perfect platform for them. So what we've done right now, we have a pre-launch wait list where we've had over 10,000 influencers sign up. And the full feature app is getting ready to deploy in about 2 months.
So now, does the influencer pay, or is this something they get paid by whatever business is associated with it?
they get paid by the businesses and they get deals from the businesses as well. So they don't have to pay. It's free for everybody to use.
Now, what was the genesis of the idea? How did you come up with it?
Well, I kind of came up with the idea. I conceptualized it when I used to be in college, actually, years ago. I would see that different companies would use brand ambassadors to kind of promote their products, like Red Bull. And I noticed that the popularity of certain products would grow based on these students, not really commercials. So that's when I noticed that there was a shift in the way products are being marketed. It's going to be more peer-to-peer and genuine relationships. From there, it just kind of evolved. And then recently, we started to see this new wave of marketing, influencer marketing. And what we're seeing now is a lot of macro influencers or people with huge followings. But I believe that everybody is an influencer. Because like I said, everybody's, you know, famous to 15 people. You have people that listen to you, and I have people that listen to me. And brands are going to start to use those relationships to sell their products. I feel like that's the most effective way of influence marketing.
So now, are you a technologist? How'd you go about building the technology in order to kind of make this happen?
Well, I'm not a developer myself. I do have an amazing team, and I was able to get started by just learning and going to different incubators, going to different programs, pitching my idea and finding the right people who had the skills that I didn't have to help me build this platform, investing my own money, and just basically bootstrapping it myself. But I wasn't a developer myself. I know a little bit, but I couldn't build a whole platform like this on my own, unfortunately.
So now, what stage of a business are you?
You said what stage?
Right. Are you a startup? Are you, is the app out there? You mentioned that you can sign up. Are you looking for investors? Where are you at in this?
We're definitely a startup. We have as I mentioned, we have a version one or phase one where we basically have influencers that are on the wait list that want to use Clipit. And we that deployed late February. We already have over 10,000 users on the wait list. We just got our first seed round from a firm out here in Atlanta called NoCat. So we are still raising money, and we are a startup, and we are building our full feature platform, as I mentioned, which will be available later this year, which includes the deals that merchants will provide to influencers. And a full feature app in itself.
And then what's the timeline for that?
We're looking at about 2 to 4 months for that.
And then having a startup in the middle of this pandemic has its own challenges. Has this helped you in any way? I'm sure everybody's working remotely now, but did this slow you down at all?
Well, it hasn't really slowed us down because there's always opportunities wherever there's, I don't know how to word it, a little bit of chaos. It's been a very challenging time for everybody around the country. What we try to do is try to use that to our advantage the best that we can as far as, you know, as our team, just doing Zoom calls. We can't meet up in person, but doing Zoom calls, a lot of business owners, a lot of investors are more available to reach by phone or email. So it's kind of helped us. As I mentioned, we got our first seed round during this time. And we've also been able to garner a lot of interest during this time. Now, I'm not sure exactly if it's, you know, people are staying at home more or what that is, but it has been interesting, and we have had some traction during this time.
So now it sounds like it's kind of a chicken and egg. Like, you need the influencers, you also need the businesses. How has the outreach to the businesses gone?
The outreach to the businesses, we actually started with that last year for research purposes, just presenting to them the benefits of them for influencer marketing. So that's going well. We've got a lot of positive feedback as far as what a business wants. They just want more customers through their doors. They just want more customers in their seats at their establishments. So any way that we could do that and show return on investment, they're I believe they'll be happy with that because they're making more money. So that's been going well, but we are about to deploy our official wait list for merchants where they could sign up and be on the waiting list. So when the full feature app comes out for influencers, these merchants will already be a part of the app. And they can do that by going to our website.
And from that end, how do you kind of work with them in order to create something attractive and tempting for the influencer to want to, you know, kind of go there and to take pictures and do what they got to do from social media standpoint?
So with the merchants, we're going to assign them an account manager that they'll be able to create a campaign with, like a six-step campaign. So for example, let's say you're a merchant and you have really great customer service. And, you know, when it's somebody's birthday, the waiters come out with candles and they sing a song. You might feel like that's how you can gain more customers, by showcasing that particular part of your business. So the deal might be, hey, you get 10% off your drink or 10% off your meal if you record the waitresses coming out singing happy birthday or something like that. And when that gets shared amongst people, friends, and it's kind of viral growth, that particular merchant, they will benefit off of that because that's what they wanted to show to their audience. They want to show that they have great customer service. So it's basically whatever they want to display, it's up to them. It could be the food, it could be the customer service, it could be the experience. If you're on an airline, it could be when the waitresses are giving out the, not waitresses, but flight attendants are giving out the instructions on how to, you know, tighten your seatbelt. It could be anything. It's really up to the merchant as far as how creative they want to get with their campaigns.
Now, how does the offer go back to the influencer? Do you tell the merchant, hey, we recommend that you give whatever, half off a meal or something for the influencer if they send this out? And does it require them to send it out and have, you know, 5 people like it or 100 people? Like, is there a kind of an incentive to make it more viral, or is that just kind of the effort is enough?
Well, it's both. So to answer that question, when the deal is placed in the app and you have like a deal in the app, whenever a user buys or redeems that deal, obviously the money would go to the merchant and the cash backs would go to the influencer. So for example, a lot of businesses right now, they might have a special 50% off or something that they're giving out for free. So it's basically like taking that coupon, which is why the name Clip It with a K, it's a play on like a coupon. You take that coupon and you put it in the app for influencers where they have to share it. So they only get that deal when they share it. So the merchant only pays us when that deal is purchased and when the action is completed, when it's shared. And then also the more it's purchased, because that influencer will have a user code that they can share with their friends, and that there might be more incentives for the influencer's friends to purchase it. They'll be able to kind of track the tree or the downline of where exactly who was purchasing the deal, how it's being shared, how it's being liked and things like that. So we're just trying to build a way for influencer marketing to be more transparent, and so merchants could actually see the return of it on investment. Because a lot of times right now, it's hard for them to see that when they just like would pay like a, let's say like a, for example, Kylie Jenner, if she's like a big influencer. They know that she brings a lot of traffic, but it's kind of hard to tell what happens after she posts.
But in this case, even if I'm an influencer and I come in and redeem the offer, I'm winning from that standpoint. The merchant is getting a customer. And if I share it and no one else comes in, everybody's still okay with that, right?
Everybody's still okay with that, yeah, because the merchant only paid for what they got. So that's different from what's going on right now. They might spend $10,000 for an influencer, but there's no guarantee that people are actually going to you know, follow up after that influencer and buy the product. So this case is a win-win scenario for everybody.
Good stuff. Great idea.
Thanks.
So now if somebody wanted to learn more, a merchant or an influencer, what's the website?
It's join.clipitapp.com. /prelaunch app. And that's join dot clip it with a K, K L I P P I T app.com/prelaunch app. Well, and if you want to reach us via email, you can reach us at support@flipitapp.com with the K, clip it with the K and two P's.
Good stuff. Well, congratulations on all your success. And sounds like you got a winner.
Thank you so much. I'm excited. And hopefully when things get launched, I'll come back and have another conversation with you.
Absolutely. All right. This is Lee Cantor. Thank you all for listening. And remember to support our sponsor, OnPay. Without them, we could not be sharing these important stories.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com.